WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Voicemobile. Well, what's happening is it's humid, in case you didn't notice. And what else is happening is the disc keeps popping out of the disc player, so I'll try a different one, see if it likes this one. And what else is going on? I hope everybody's well out there. So we're going to listen to something from this Putumayo Presents Acoustic Africa. And all right.
Manidene kauma aunisu. Ikera fawa fa Sukora barotu masera Aufe baroli negeyena Manidene kima inisu Inisuro baro Ikera fawa fa nebife Kura baro tu masira, ife kumani negeina. Mesu fe baro la kaira la Auma Yesu mudiara suina Nga jamaro teba kele sigile jamaro Obole lontan fe Tuloni yele beyani sananguya Lontan keko sananguya Não mama, a um moqueu não foi favor. O lufa nascerá, caso moque cairá. Thank you.
kanya noga se kumi ngamisti nyantonya kanya noga se kumi mani nyaka nota kuma casa pequenino nya libran
mani nyaka para yo caminho de mapis unde ma
kanya noga se kumi de nyantonya kanya noga se kumi kanya noga se kumi ngamisti nyantonya kanya noga se kumi Mani ya kano takuma, nde kinyunyu stanyu, nde nyumu.
Mani ya kano para yo, kaminyu lima bis, unde ma.
Antonia, kabu perto mi, babi antales tu kumedi. Antonia, embra kuma mi un menino, libra. Antonia, kabu perto mi, Babi anta lastu kumedi nto Antonia wo wo Antonia ay mana way nega nostu wo
Antonia ay mana way nega
Mani nya kano takuma, casa pequenino, nya libran.
Mani nya kara para yo, caminho de mapis, unde ma.
Manikas Costa. The song is Antonia, and it's from Putumayo Presents Acoustic Africa. We also heard from that same collection, Habib Kwete. Barrow is the name of that. And you're listening to WMFO Medford here at Tufts University. It's the Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. We're going to listen to something from Ramanarayan in just a moment, but I wanted to share with you an important message. That inside every student is a graduate. For some, it's easy to find, but not for all. But for many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost from someone in their life, a friend, a parent, a teacher, a coach, who can help these kids see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help someone who may be struggling to finish high school. Boostup.org, because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. Well, that's interesting. All right, so the education that people get is really critical to what you can do later on in life. Not always necessary to always go to college. Sometimes a trade school is actually a good choice for some. There are a lot of good trade schools in the area, whether it's the HVAC or automotive. Trying to think, there's culinary arts and let's see, what were some of the other ones? Beautician, preparing for becoming estheticians. So my former mechanic was a graduate of the program at Medford High School, and he has two very good businesses. One is he has a garage, and the other he does all kinds of excavation work. So he applied himself really well, and so he didn't need the college track. So anyway, that's something to consider if you know folks that are struggling. Get them at least to get their high school diploma and to graduate, because that's the major point right there. So just trying to think of what all is going on in the world that I want to share anything about. Mostly it's just a morass out there, although there's always some good stories, so we have to share the good stories. All right. One good story, actually, is that my friend's husband, who has been struggling, he's a terrific conceptual artist, and he's been struggling for the last couple of years with neurological difficulties, to say the least. I mean, extremely, extremely difficult, needing 24-hour care. And so apparently there's a trial that he became eligible to participate in, but it cost a huge amount of money. So they've been online trying to raise the funds, and I hope, you know, I hope that they'll be able to. So that's something that the other news was that my mother's friend had recently suffered a heart attack, but she's okay. She's home resting, and in the middle of that, her son is trying to go back and forth to commute for a job and selling a house at the same time, and he's got his plate full, and his wife's daughter just had her adenoids out. So, you know, people have lots of stuff on their plates, to say the least. I'm dealing with a situation, too, but I'm not going to go into that. It's just everybody has stuff to deal with, and you don't really know what people are dealing with. So, you know, if you see people, share a smile, share a good story, a good thought. And we're going to put some music on for you now here on WMFO at Tufts.
Oh.
Oh, that was just amazing. This is Ram Narayan on Sarange. Just incredibly gifted, talented master musician. It was Rag Bhupal Chari. Suresh Talwalkar is on the tabla, and Neil Sorrell and Elizabeth Hedon are on tambouras. Here's a quote from Sir Yehudi Menuhin. The sarangi remains not only the authentic and original Indian bowed stringed instrument, but the one which most poignantly and in the hands of Ram Narayan most revealingly expresses the very soul of Indian feeling and thought. I cannot separate the sarange from Ram Narayan. So thoroughly fused are they, not only in my memory, but in the fact of this sublime dedication of a great musician to an instrument which is no longer archaic because of the matchless way he has made it speak. This was recorded in 1987 in England on Nimbus Records. I got to hear him live and meet him, and he was just amazing. So I hope you enjoyed that. Certainly a very rare opportunity to hear something quite so special. I want to just announce that there's a special event tonight from 6 to 9:30 at Temple Beth Shalom, 8 Tremont Street in Cambridge. And this is a combination of, it's an evening of Jewish, new Jewish music, Jacob's Ladder, and Crown of Zeros. And the event, as I said, is from 6 to 9:30. And I think you could probably go to their website, Jacob's Ladder, to see if there's still tickets available. I am going to make an appearance. I don't know how long I can stay. But actually, some of the musicians from Jacob's Ladder are going to be here on the voicemobile at WMFO on the 19th of July. So that's a couple of weeks from now. So we'll get to hear all about their new recording, a new disc, and their touring schedule, and a lot of things are happening for them, so it's very exciting. So, see if there's something else here I wanted to share with you. There was something I saw, but maybe, I don't know if I'm going to find it right at the moment. Let's see. So here we go. Israel 21st Century. They're asking for to help Israel help the women of Ukraine. I'm going to need my glasses to read this. Because it's so, let's see, I can probably make it a little bit bigger. Let's see if I can get this to open up a little bit. Oops, no, I lost it. Come back. Here we go. There it is. So, on a visit to Sheba this week, Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska said, "We need programs that support mental health and assist in the rehabilitation of the injured citizens, including children, adults, and the elderly. Our health care system cannot cope alone." So, let's see, it says, among the horrors of the war in Ukraine are Russian soldiers sexually assaulting women, girls, and boys, and the Ukrainian healthcare system under pressure of war cannot provide all the needed treatment. Oh, it's just heartbreaking. Just absolutely heartbreaking. So, says Sheba Medical Center has placed a mobile women's healthcare clinic into Ukraine. It travels around the country, stopping in towns as long as needed. Equipped with two treatment rooms, this clinic brings vital health care to communities across Ukraine. No appointments or fees are required. Patients receive immediate care, while Shibo's remote treatment capabilities provide expert support from the main campus. So the clinic is supported entirely by donations. please consider making a gift today in support of this important work. So Israel 21st Century is where you could find out more. They are doing such great things. All right, so let me share one more announcement with you. Well, I guess we can save that for later. We'll go to something from Fortuna.
Você sabe.